Here's El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Oh, because of that, yeah.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we thank you for joining us. I guess the bad news of the technical problems we had in the first 30 minutes of our show was that we had technical problems. The good news is we've been able to keep Dean Wheeler on the line with us here, who is in Northern California, at the Northern California Holistic Center. And we're talking about the pagan, as you call them, Dean, pre-Christian faiths, and your pagan community that will have a some kind of a celebration, right?
Well, I don't know that we call them celebrations, Phil. I think we call them, what we call them are our rituals. We call them offerings. We call them gatherings. I don't know that celebration is, although there is... it is a very joyful religious belief to be pagan, but it will be a gathering and an offering that we are going to have on the Capitol Mall on the 25th. Hopefully, it's going to get people excited about the idea of the pagan faith, not as some early barbaric belief system, but very vital and very real and very much to be taken seriously and to be applied in modern life. We are not anti-Christian. We are not anti-Judaism. We are not opposed to any religion. We believe in coexisting with all religions peacefully and not to offend other religions.
And yet you are going to have this baby, the simulated sacrifice of an infant, the daggering, as you call it, with the infant's hands bound, and this is a symbolic of the Christ child.
No, and not in my faith, it's not. It's symbolic of the sacrifice of life and innocent life. But it has been used by the early Christians to apply, to create the Jesus symbol. So, yes, we want people to think, you know, oh, my God, what are they doing? They're going to drive a dagger right into the chest, right through the chest plate of Jesus.
But you don't want them to be offended.
Because we want them to understand what our religion is about.
But you want them to say, oh, my God, this is what I'm having a hard time with, and this is why I don't really understand what you're saying when you say you don't want to offend any Christians. You want to make sure, you know, everybody is...
Well, we do, Phil. We're not interested in offending people.
Okay, that's fine. But then you say you want people to look and say, oh, my God, they're driving a dagger into Jesus.
Yes, because that's the way that we get... the press, the attention, the press attention, and the media attention to our cause and to our religion, to the different functions that we're going to be having.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. So let's go to some phone calls here. We have on the line Steve. Steve, you're on with Dean Wheeler here on the Phil Hendry Show about this pagan December 25th celebration. Go ahead, sir.
It's not a celebration.
A gathering.
Hey, Phil, thanks for letting me on your show. I'm a first-time listener, and I have to tell you, Dean, you know, I'm not really a Christian person, and I'm basically an atheist, but I'm going to tell you now, you know, holding a dagger and having an infant below a dagger, I mean, what if that was your child below that dagger and it was bound and tied? Yeah, I'm going to take offense to it, even though I don't believe it. That is very offensive.
No, sir. The child is never, ever harmed. The child, the dagger, it's a symbol of early pagan sacrifice. Obviously, we don't believe in...
Okay, so obviously, you know, that's like saying, you know, that's like taking a gun into a bank, holding it at a banker and saying, you know, I'm not here to rob you, I'm just holding a gun. You still don't get in trouble for doing it.
No, that's nonsense, because we tell people... Oh, I don't think anybody... If you have a gun in a bank, I understand what you're saying. I would be very frightened as well, because we've had experience with people robbing banks. But we've never in modern history ever countenanced the sacrificing of a baby. I don't think anyone will be watching TV on Christmas Day thinking we're actually going to drive a dagger.
How would they know? Look at the insanity that is afoot in society. Look at the horrible things that are done to children, that are done to people. How would they know?
On television, we're wearing druid robes.
You got children out there that are being molested by adults. You got teenagers.
True.
You know, you got teenagers shooting other kids. I mean, come on, how is that not offensive?
I'm not saying that those are very offensive acts, what you just said there, Steve. But what I'm saying is the simulated sacrifice of a baby has nothing to do with what you just said.
No, but I'm saying, what are people going to think that, you know, when Steve said, if you bring a gun into a bank,
right?
People are afraid, oh, my God, that guy's got a gun. And then he says, oh, I'm just kidding, or I'm just simulating a bank robbery.
Well, that's against the law. We're talking about a religious ritual where no one in their right mind is going to think we're going to gut and eat a baby. That's ridiculous. And
how many people are going to understand that it's just a religious
right
simulation?
I'll tell you why.
Okay?
Because they're going to see what's going on in today's society.
That's the point we're making here, Dean. Not that you're going to do it. Of course you wouldn't do it. But the people may be frightened because we live in a world that is filled with these ghoulish things.
We are going to be wearing our druid robes. We're going to be wearing our high council robes. I don't know what the gentleman is referring to. I can assure you we are going to be in front of the American people in the high council druid wear. And
all right, so you're going to be wearing robes. I mean, that's going to look even spookier.
Oh, come on. Well, this isn't Rosemary's Baby. What are you two guys,
High council robes, are you guys trying to portray that you're bigger and better than everybody else because you're wearing some kind of robe and you're able to hold a dagger above a baby?
It is our religion. Yes, we're saying that we are of the high council in our religion. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm saying if you were a druid or if you were a pagan. No, I'm not. No, it's not. I would say if you were a druid or a pagan, I was better than you. But you're not. You're an atheist. You're not in my religion.
All right, but the point is that you're going to have some robe on or some kind of garment that is going to signify some authority. Is that correct?
Two other pagans, yes.
All right, so you have this authority wearing this kind of garment. And I know I'm Catholic, so priests wear garments. I understand that.
Okay, so why don't you talk to the priests about how they're eating Jesus' flesh? Yeah.
Well, what has that got to do with anything?
You're telling me.
Yeah, but you know what? Dean, I got news. Dean, I'm going to tell you now. You know what? In a Catholic church, okay, I was born and raised and baptized Catholic, okay? But in a Catholic church.
Eating Jesus.
Okay?
Eating Jesus.
If anybody reads the Bible, okay, it says that you're supposed to eat the bread of Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's not eating his bread.
Oh, my God.
That's eating the bread of Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, Dean. You know that that's in the religious. You're not actually eating Jesus. You're eating bread.
Well, I'm told that Catholics believe they're eating the flesh of Jesus. And if that isn't the most sickening thing, I'm not doing anything to that infant other than simulating that we're going to open it up. And
oh, God, I fear for people that are turning their TV on in the morning, on Christmas morning, and seeing that. Thank you very much, Steve, for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You understand what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. What I do understand that you're doing is you're creating an image in the minds of people listening to your program, and you are wanting people to see something that is not going to be there. We're not going to harm a child. We're not going to do anything in the least. And yet you want people to see that. And
no, I don't. I know what people are going to see. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, really? What are they going to see?
They're going to see a guy in a druid robe with a dagger over a baby.
And when you said that, I could almost hear you laughing. I could hear the laughter.
I wasn't laughing. I wasn't laughing at all. I'm shocked at what they're going to think when they see that on Christmas morning, and you're hoping they're going to see Jesus.
We do not mean to offend people, but yes.
You want them to see a druid priest ready to drive a dagger into Jesus?
Into the infant offering. Into the infant offering to the natural Godhead, which is what Jesus is.
Well, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number. I have no idea, and I would not even go. I'm not going to go there with whatever the religious implications are. I understand that that the pagan faith makes the claim, and rightfully so, that Christianity co-opted a lot of pagan symbols to help sell Christianity to the native people that they were trying to convert. So I get that. But the idea of Jesus was originally an infant with his hands bound and he was getting daggered, I doubt. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more of your phone calls here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center on the December 25th Christmas Day pagan ritual that they are proposing to enact on the Capitol Mall in Washington. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Bill Hendry Show.
And no one does anything like that.
What is that?
If you
We're back here. I'm sorry. Just hold the line here for a second, Dean. We're back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're talking with him about the pagan community that he's a member of. It is a community of people in Northern California, and you're in the rehabilitating a sore back, so I can hear that water, Dean.
If you want me to turn it down, Phil, or I mean turn it off.
No, no, it's fine. I'm just letting people know that's why we're here in that water, because you've...
I did. I sprained, what I'm told is now I sprained my lower back, so...
Okay. Now, you are going to be in the Capitol Mall on the 25th of December with a simulated sacrifice of an infant child as part of the pagan community that you belong to, and that is all well and good. There's freedom of religion in America. You're not hurting anybody. But you just said something to me during the break that I think people should hear. I've never seen this. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, well, Facebook has something called Farmville. And while you and your callers have been taking exception to our simulation of a religious rite, I have to bring your attention to Farmville, which people are on Facebook playing all the time. And I've been told that there on Farmville there is the slaughtering of animals. You can, you know, the slaughtering of hogs and so forth. Horrible things that millions of people around the world do on Facebook to get some kind of a kick. So when we simulate human sacrifice in our religious rites, it's for a very specific purpose, Phil. It's for the further creative energy of the universe to continue, the further creative energy of nature to continue. That's what that means. What is the meaning of people, housewives, divorced women, going on Facebook and because there's nothing left in their life, murdering animals for laughs?
I don't know that. I don't know anything about it.
Well, I think you should get familiar with it, sir. You're on Facebook, right?
I'm on Facebook, and I've had people ask, do you want to play Farmville? And I couldn't care less. No.
Well, I think you should get yourself familiar with it. Because
you're telling me that on Farmville they can slaughter animals.
I am telling you, yes, that they slaughter animals, that there is a kind of a butchering process. It's all about owning a farm. And
no, I know that, but you're telling me they're butchering animals.
They're butchering hogs. They're making sausage. And so that's what I have been told. I have not. I don't do that because I've got a little bit more. I like to think I have a little more self-respect and a little bit more of a life.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to Dustin. Dustin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
Yes.
I've been trying, I tuned in recently, and I've been trying to basically get a proper understanding of both sides here of what might be some confusion. Essentially, you, sir, you're wanting to, or with your religious faith, to simulate a sacrifice of the Christ child, as you said. Is that correct?
That is correct. Well, simulate the sacrificing of innocence, the sacrificing of new and innocent life for the fueling of the creative energy of nature.
And I understand that to the best of my ability, and I find that to be, you know, basically...
Yeah, that's great.
Come up with words for it. Basically, it's interesting, you know. But
it's difficult to come up with words for it. It's interesting.
It is. Yes.
Okay, that's not a very difficult word, though.
right.
Okay, so and now that we know that it's interesting, what else did you want to say? Anything?
What you're saying is you support it, right? Do you support my right to bind that child's feet? Because Mr. Henry is...
Well, I find that to be a little bit abusive, yeah.
If I may, hang on. If I may, it's not that
abusive.
I support your right... Hang on. It's not that
abusive.
I support your right to bind this child. I support your right to your religious faith, your following, your beliefs and such, which is right. However, I understand you're trying to achieve some of these goals through the sheer shock value of, as you said, you know,
that's
you're finding this child's feet, legs, and with the dagger, not actually going to harm it, but, you know, with the simulation. However, I do have a question for you. Are you familiar with the word association?
Am I familiar with the word what?
Association.
No.
Basically,
you're not familiar with the word association.
Not the way he's going to use it, no.
Well, hang on. Don't jump to conclusions or anything.
Well, you're using it in a weird way.
I haven't even used it.
I know the word association, National Basketball Association. Is that what you mean?
Well, I don't exactly mean it in that way, but the way I'm meaning... I find that offensive, personally.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yes, sir. I sprained my back today. I was lifting some very heavy plants. I'm trying to get
Yeah, I know, but we're hearing the splashing.
I apologize.
I understand. My heart goes out to you. However, you were earlier complaining that you felt you weren't being given a proper hearing. And
but
that earlier comment, I feel like I'm not being given a proper hearing as well.
What did I say? I'm simply saying that I sprained my back, and I need to be in this tub.
That's fine. You're in the tub. You're making a lot of noise.
No, I was... regardless. The association, what I'm referring to here is...
Now, are you still the same gentleman that I was just talking? Is this the same guy?
Yeah. Let the man finish, will you? Go ahead, sir.
Anyways, basically, you were saying that you didn't want to offend anyone. You didn't want to offend the public with this sort of question.
I need the plunger.
However, even though your intention is not to offend, it is difficult for some people not to be offended by said act, even if they know that no one is going to be harmed because of association. Because many of the people...
Okay.
I need different things that are similar. Not exactly.
Don't use that toilet.
Are you listening to this gentleman?
I'm sorry?
Are you listening to the gentleman?
I'll tell you what happened. We've got a stopped-up toilet, and my wife was going to come in and use it. And
well, you're in the tub.
That's right, Mr. Henry. We don't have any hang-ups that way.
All right, I understand.
But I told her it stopped up because of... Now I think you're mocking my family, sir, when you say that.
I'm not mocking anything, sir.
Yeah, when you say that my heart goes out, don't use the toilet.
I'm very sincere.
I'm very sincere.
Unfortunately, we've got to move on, and I appreciate very much, Dustin. You're very patient. You're a good man. Thank you for hanging on, but we do have to move on. But I think the gentleman put some very good ideas out there.
Yeah, whatever you say. I'm in the middle of a whole other crisis, okay? I don't know what he said. All I know is you can't use...
What is going on?
I've got a backed-up toilet. My wife insists on sitting on it. What are you doing? I know you have to go. It's already stopped up from what I did. Now you want to double it up? Okay. It's your party. But I can... Hold on, Phil.
No, we have to take a break.
Hold on. I'm not getting out of this tub to plunge it again. Have at it. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, I'm not sure what's happening in your home.
Well, what's happening in my home, Phil, is that I have a sprained back. My wife is insisting on using a toilet that's already stopped up. She doesn't seem to care. I said, the plunger's all yours. She said, fine. Okay, so it's solved.
That's very great.
Very great.
That's very good to hear, but I think it's completely unnecessary, and and you did not listen to that last caller, and I found that to be very rude while you were screwing around in the tub with your plunger and everything else. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we'll be right back with more from Dean Wheeler on this pagan ritual scheduled for the 25th on the Capitol Mall in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That was unnecessary, though. I heard that.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. You are, along with other members of your pagan community in Northern California, traveling to Washington to have this pagan ritual where the infant's hands are bound, the infant's feet are bound, the infant is then laid on an altar and a simulated daggering by who?
By the high priest, by the member, an elder of the High Council, who is one of our senior druids.
Are you a druid?
Yes, I am, Phil. And I that is not a topic for joking. I can hear the way you're asking that. Are you a druid?
I'm sincere when I ask. Is that what you're? Are you a cleric in this faith?
Well, we don't have clerics per se. We have priests, druids. I am one of the druids, yes. I am one of the High Council members. The other elder will do the actual simulation. I will not. I will assist. And what I do is I simply hold the simulated, it's a symbolic bowl, because you have to understand, Phil, when this was done in reality, you had to hold a bowl to drain the blood.
Oh, man.
No, hold on, Phil. You drained the blood, which became then a kind of fertilizer, if you will, or a seeding.
They've murdered an infant.
Oh, aren't you? You are judging pre-Christian people, calling them murderers. They were not. They were a deeply, deeply religious people.
Draining the blood from an infant, using it as fertilizer.
If there's one thing that drives me nuts, it's somebody who lives in the modern age judging those of us who were antediluvian, or pre-diluvian, I should say, not antediluvian, but pre-diluvian. We were pre-diluvian.
Okay, you mean pre-flood?
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking on behalf of my audience that may not know.
Yes, pre-flood.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to go to another phone call here. We have Mark. Mark, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Fine, Phil. Thanks for receiving my call.
Yes, sir.
Dean, I appreciate your comments. You know, I've
Didn't
learned
I already
that,
just talk to you? Didn't I already just talk to you?
No, sir, you sure haven't.
I thought I had. I apologize.
That's perfectly all right. I try not to judge, you know.
I am a druid, though, so that is a little bit different.
Okay.
That's fine. I, myself, the binding of the feet, the binding of the hands, taking of the mouth, the simulation of the dagger. And on December 25th, and the key word that I heard was, so you can get the attention of the people towards your religion.
Well,
that was the key word.
I don't think I said that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. You said attention.
You did.
I'm back on the tape. You said attention.
Well, no, I think you misheard that.
No, you did. You said you wanted to get the media attention. That's why you chose the 25th.
Am I talking to the caller or you, Phil? I believe it's the caller, and I'm asking him. Are you sure you didn't mishear me?
No, sir. I heard exactly what you said. The media attention to bring...
I would never say anything like that.
Oh, man.
Bring more attention to your religion, which is fine. But
do you play Farmville? Do you play Farmville? Are you on Facebook?
Sir, I don't even have.
Let's not get into the Farmville thing.
A computer, sir.
All right.
You know, in my faith, the only one thing is, everything that I do, I will be accountable for, and I will have to face my God, not your God, one day.
You won't have to. You'll be facing the Godhead.
And if I can face him,
yes,
eye to eye.
You will face the Godhead, and the Godhead will then either, the Godhead will either then reverse or remove. God is like a mathematic principle. Do you pray to the principle of mathematics, or do you apply it? You apply it. No, I'm asking you, do you apply the principle of mathematics, or do you pray to it? I think the answer is you apply it.
I do not bring mathematics into my prayer.
Okay, you're really, this guy is in trouble, isn't he?
All right, I'll answer your question. I apply the principle of mathematics.
Right. That's how we should treat God. Apply God.
All right. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL on the line here.
What do you mean, anyway? When you say that, it sounds almost as if I am lint in a dryer. And the reason why I say that, Phil, is because this. If I make a statement like that, and it's very, very profound, it's something, by the way, that comes from, oh, God, that feels good. You know, my wife just turned on the... Did you flush the toilet? Are you putting me on? So I may have to leave the air early.
Okay,
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm waiting for you to say what you want to say so I can get to another call.
Oh, I was going to say that my back hurt and my wife just ran some more hot water, and I appreciate that. But what I don't appreciate is the fact that she's used the toilet after I used it, and I couldn't unplug it. Oh, God. Are you kidding? Oh, my God. Well, at least close the lid. All right.
Can I say something?
Well, that's all you've been doing all night long. Every time I try to make a point.
No, I think I've been very respectful of you, sir. I've never heard of a family, and maybe you you're in the tub and your wife comes in to use the toilet.
Yeah, we're married. Oh, I get it. We're not supposed to see each other naked. That's the problem with Christianity.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's just the lack of privacy when it comes to certain things. Let me go to another phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. On the line is, I believe, Richard, is it?
It is. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Long time listener.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm just absolutely floored that he would do something on a day that's so important to my family and so many Americans. I mean, I know he wants to bring attention to his religion, but it's such a twisted way to do it.
No, we're not doing anything twisted.
Why do that? I mean, what about if we burned witches or simulated burning witches?
Then you're actually killing a human being. That's against the law. We're not killing a baby.
What are you simulating?
We're simulating the sacrificing of innocent life by binding the feet and gagging the infant. We're simulating the bleeding out.
And that's not offensive, huh?
That's very offensive. That's very offensive.
Wait a minute. Wait. You just said something about what's against the law?
I said, is that not against the law?
No, it's not. To simulate it? No.
Well, you just said it was. If I simulated burning witches, that's against the law.
I didn't say it was against the law. I didn't. No, you said you wanted to burn witches.
No, I didn't say that. I said.
All right, okay, guys. Great. It's a very boring conversation you're having. Thanks for calling 877-876-PHIL.
Well, he's the one that called.
No, I know, but you're making it very difficult, I think, for a lot of people to get their point across. Here is Jules. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Jules, go ahead. Whoever, Julie, who is on the line here? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Julie.
Hello?
It's Julio. I'm sorry, Julio. Go ahead.
Julio. Yes, sir. Yeah. I just wanted to comment on that.
Do you have anybody,
baby man? Allowing the
I'm the baby man.
Huh?
Yes, I'm the baby man.
The baby man? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to know who's allowing their child to be involved in this, man. I mean,
there's no children involved other than the simulated infant, the infant that's simulated. We pretend like we're going to gut and bleed out an infant, but we don't.
Is it a real child, though?
Yes, it's a real child, but we're not going to hurt it. We pretend like we're going to.
Gee, that's great. And I'm going to watch this on Christmas Day, huh?
I'm not trying to offend you.
I've got three children, man, and I'll tell you something. I would never allow them to participate in anything like that, even if it was related to my religion, man.
Well, how old are they? They're probably too old. We only use infants.
Oh, sir, I got a 1-year-old, I got a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Too old. Way too old. We need a fresh infant.
There's no place for kids.
Pink and fresh.
What about children? Are children in attendance?
Well, naturally, we have what we call our counselors in training. We have pre-druids.
Pre-druids. What are those?
Those are our children. They're pre-druids, or they are in many cases they are developing druid. But we don't allow them to partake of the sacrificing, if that's what you mean. You are not allowed to simulate the daggering of an infant until you reach the ceremonial age of 13. And it's only the men that are allowed to do it. So as you can see, sir, we would never involve small children, I think is what you were asking about. It must be a male, at least the age of 13.
Any child having anything to do with killing of another person?
No, they're not killing anybody.
I mean,
they're not killing anyone.
You're simulating, man. I mean, just
we're pretending it. Yeah, we're pretending. We're pretending to gut.
When my kids watch something like that on TV, man, they get terrorized. They can't even go to sleep at night. And you having the children watch this live and a baby participate in the act. And then
you understand, sir, we're not actually.
You told that third guy right now that simulating a bank robbery is against the law. I don't know what country you live in, man, but simulating killing any person, whether it be a child, whether it be for...
What? I think I lost the gentleman's call, Phil.
Well, I think I can encapsulate what he was saying. If you heard him, he's saying simulating the killing of a human being. I don't know whether that's... It's illegal. Are you there, Julio?
No, it's not. If I say, this is an infant, I'm not going to hurt the infant, watch, and the knife stops, you're telling me I'm getting arrested for that? Now, the pre-druid is who I was talking about.
What do you mean pre-druid? What is that?
That's the 14-year-old boy that's druid in training. And they must be 14 before they are allowed fashion their own dagger. They're allowed to fashion their own dagger out of flint. They can also use bronze because we want to use the materials that were available to our ancestors. So the pre-druid goes into the hills and stays there for a period of a month. During that time, he must fashion his own dagger and shield. Now, it's a small shield. It covers the genitals. And
okay, this is an asinine exercise, if you ask me.
Oh, boy, you just offended my religion. Did I offend yours?
No, but on Christmas Day, you say you're going to hope to get some ink. You want some press. You want people out there to see you daggering this baby. You know,
we're not daggering the baby. You know what, Emeralda, honey, put some more hot water in here because this guy's driving me nuts.
All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Turn him off, will you?
No.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil. They go into the hills and fashion a dagger and a shield.
That's a pre-druid.
If you're pre-druid, yeah. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Just a couple of more minutes with Dean Wheeler, and we thank you, Dean. We had so many technical problems at the beginning of the program that we're very grateful you were able to stay on the line with us.
Well, And I'm very grateful I was too, Phil. It's been a very tough day. I'm in a considerable amount of pain, given the injury that I suffered today, and coming on your program and being able to talk about our pagan faith is important. I have to tell you, I think I've not been treated fairly entirely by some of your callers. Some people thinking that we are actually harming an infant. We would never do that. And yet, many of these people that I've been talking to, I'm going to make an educated guess. And I don't mean any offense by this, but I truly believe that many of the people I've been speaking with tonight have Facebook accounts and probably play Farmville. So.
Yeah, well, all right, but you have to explain. You have to explain the significance of that.
Well, the significance is that Farmville, from what I understand, allows for the living slaughter of animals, and I cannot abide that.
All right, and you don't know that, though.
Well, yes, I do. I've been the individual told me that I trust them very much, and I won't tell you who it was, but I trust them, even though they left a present in the. The you know what tonight that I have to close the lid on.
And so your wife told you that?
I didn't want to say her name, but the point is, I trust the information.
All right, well, I can tell you that I better not say it, you know.
Yeah, I would not say it if I were you, Phil, because I would consider that offensive.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Drew. Drew, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dean Wheeler. My name is Drew.
Yes, hello.
I was raised
Hi, Drew.
In the... could you do me a favor and be quiet for just a moment?
Ma'am.
We've heard your plight.
I just said hello.
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 I was raised in the pagan religion. By the way, I'm disabled, too. I guess I'm going out of my way to call and talk to you on the telephone. But I was raised in the
Can you turn
religion.
The... What? Can we turn the water off, please? Turn the water off.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, why should he do that and start being considerate now? Anyway, for you to compare your religion to a game that's on Facebook is a joke to me. I take my faith and my religion very, very seriously. And within the pagan belief, everything is peaceful. It has nothing to do with sacrificial or blood sacrifices. Sacrifices of the blood are completely forbidden. And so I don't know where you get your information from.
No, we're not. Oh, my God, we're not sacrificing.
I'm not done. Don't interrupt me. I am not done. I do not believe at all that you would even try to make a statement. I have been trying forever to have people down here in the Bible Belt in Alabama to understand the pagan religion, and you just set us back 3 centuries. I do not even understand how you could even come with this.
I never said that we actually harm anyone.
No, it doesn't matter if you're harming anyone. You have the intent there. You're letting people know that somewhere in the back of your mind that this used to happen a long time ago? So you're reenacting a tradition?
Yes, it, no, wait a minute. Don't tell me that it didn't. You know full well that pagan faith, the pagan ritual included human sacrifice pre-Christian. This is a fact. You can't say that it didn't exist.
It is not a fact.
Oh, my God.
Tell me your reference material. Can you tell me? Cite your
reference
material.
Yes, I can. First of all, I will give you the actual testimonial of Roman soldiers who witnessed druids involved with human sacrifice.
Roman
is that okay?
Soldiers?
Is that
Roman soldiers? The ones that used to have orgies and parties in their back ranks?
I'm
Those
not
Roman
saying they're
soldiers?
Perfect. I'm asking you, I'm telling you that when the soldiers went to Britain and they were stationed there, they witnessed this and wrote home about it, human sacrifice.
Of course.
Yeah, okay, now hold on. I want to say something. Hold on. How do you know that those were...
Before the Gregorian calendar came out, Romans were trying to push the Christian religion so far that they wanted everyone to believe in Christianity.
You're missing the point, Drew, hold on. You're missing his point, although I agree with you. His point is this. The Romans are not perfect. We know that. But they, when they went to Britain, witnessed the Druid and the Celtic religious rituals of the day that did include human sacrifice. Now, we know the Romans had their own human sacrifice. Now, what I'm going to ask, though, here's what I'm asking. Here's what I'm asking. How do you know, Dean, that what the Romans witnessed wasn't some aberrant behavior, some particular strain of paganism that was looked down upon by the other people?
Exactly.
They
Exactly.
What?
It's a rogue thing. Plus, Druids
well,
are supposed to be
they said they saw it everywhere. They saw it everywhere. They had to come it off left and right.
Druid. I myself am not Druid. So I can tell you right now, I'm very proud that I am, of course, after listening to you. I am pagan and Wiccan, but I am not a Druid.
And well, Wiccans are lightweight. Druids get it done.
What does that mean, Druids get it done?
Well,
you couldn't even possibly handle a conversation because you're hurting too bad. What are you getting done?
I'm having my back massaged by a woman, my wife, who is a beautiful woman, but saw no problem in defecating into a toilet that was a... Oh, God.
I think you used the wrong word there, Dean.
What are you talking about, Dean?
You know what I'm talking about. And I would simply say to the lady
My wife, yes,
we've got a plugged-up toilet, and she went ahead and used it anyway, and now the bathroom is...
Okay, I don't need to hear about that. What I'm talking about here and what this lady called up to talk about is what seem to be beliefs that you have that you identify as pagan, which may not be.
Boy, that takes a pair.
It is not pagan.
I'm Druid, okay?
Tell me the name of your book, your source, and where you have learned this information.
I'd like you to know that I have Druid robes with a hood. Do you? No.
I have pagan robes.
You have a hood.
Phil Hendry.